Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number 332 for the 29th of April 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. That's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or to allow stations and conferences to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four pieces of information are what we like to get from all check-ins. If you don't have your SDF username yet, that's okay. You can always visit the website and register and get yourself your own account and do all kinds of neat stuff with Unix. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours GMT, Zulu, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. This week's question, well, it sort of fell out of something that happened yesterday. I was a volunteer at our local annual marathon with another ham. We were providing, you know, communications assistance for the marathon. Not so much for the marathon itself, but for the local infrastructure, the county emergency management agency, and you know, the police and so on, to make sure that things like injuries and so forth were properly handled. Anyway, so there were me and another ham. We were sitting there in the car. It was pretty boring, actually, because there wasn't a lot of stuff going on. So we were talking about all kinds of things. And one of the things that we talked about was the club, our local club, and the future of our club, in particular, the age distribution of our membership. And our club, perhaps like clubs everywhere, is heavily skewed toward middle age and older. I think the youngest people I can think of in the club are probably in their 30s. We used to have some teenagers, but I don't think they've been around lately. So anyway, the question this week is, what is the age distribution of hams in your neck of the woods? And do your local ham organizations, are they engaged in some effort to recruit younger hams? That's kind of the topic this week, getting younger people into the hobby. If you have any experiences with that in your area, please share them with us. So let me reset this timer. And my understanding is that actually the conference does not have a timer, but there are conferences and stations that are connected to us who might have a timeout timer. And so that's why I tried not to run too long. So anyway, I noticed from the dashboard that all the actual call signs I see are regulars, so you know how this works. I see that we have the Echo Lima conference connected to us. I'm not sure if there's actually anybody in that conference listening other than DE6UX, perhaps. So I'll just run down the list of stations. KJ6BRH, PY2DIL, KQ4, MII, and DE6UX. So all of you are on my list, and I thought there was someone else in there, but I guess not. We do have the NB0X-L DMR and All-Star gateway, but I don't know if that's functioning today. So, Let's run down my list here. The first station I have is N4RNW. But he said that he was short time in and out, so he's out. All right, but I'm going to mark him as a check-in. Next is KJ6DRH.
KJ6DRH, Troy out of Bakersfield. My SDF username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. I was actually out this weekend camping in Joshua Tree National Park and played off my radio a little bit, but I noticed, you know, couldn't really see anybody on the adventure frequency and stuff like that, so I hadn't set up anything for local repeaters, really, so I couldn't catch them, so I didn't really talk to anybody, but I played around with my radio a little bit. As far as age, the local club here, those guys are all in their 60s, 70s, 80s. Most club meetings have a protracted period where they talk about their knee surgeries. So, you know, a lot of older guys. As far as, you know, younger folks, there may be more in town that just aren't members of the clubs or anything. I don't know, but based on what I see at the testing, I'm often the youngest guy there, and I'm 42. And I think a big part of it is that a lot of the sort of financial interest in the hobby and the large organizations in that, while they pay lip service to wanting more kids in and they do operate things for kids, there's still a huge focus on things like DXing and contesting and stuff like that that isn't likely to appeal that much to younger folks because, you know, if you want to talk to somebody in China, they have a cell phone. Like, they don't need a radio to talk around the world. The whole idea of talking around the world on radio isn't that appealing to somebody growing up with cell phones. But there's also, like, a lot of the emergency service stuff in some areas is just borderline, you know, out of habit at this point. Some areas don't really have a lot of engagement with law enforcement or anything else, so they're not actually helping in emergencies. But I feel like there's a lot of cool stuff in radio with digital modes and with this newer tech coming out and with especially space-related stuff, you know, dealing with satellite stuff like that, that could be really exciting to younger folks. I just don't feel like there's as much attention on that to draw people in. So, but the furry episode of the ARL magazine, that'll do it. Anyway, back to Ned.
Okay, well, yeah, there's some good points there, Troy. I agree with you. The space stuff should be really exciting for the young people, and I don't think we're really playing that up as much as we could. So, thanks for your check-in and your observations. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo Otto, São Paulo and Brazil, with my SCF username, G Canary. So, yeah, about that topic, I mean, yeah, the average age in my local club is also 50 up, right? And we don't have too many young people around, and but we do have interesting movement here in Brazil where the scouts, boy scouts, and so on, girls too, they are introduced into radio, right, during the, whatever it's called, right, they're doing there at a very young age, and they get into competitions and so on. So there are many young ones, mostly from the scout movement, that are into radio, but heavily sponsored by either the parents, which are in the radio, or the Boy Scouts clubs, right? So, and that works fine. And as I say, the amateur radio hobby seems to be a hobby for these young people, right? Max teenagers, right? And then for older people, because after they go into college, right, they need to take care of that, and then trying to build a family, right, and work hard to pay for mortgage and things like that. They don't have too much money at their disposal to spend on this hobby, which is usually not cheap, right, and they don't have the time, right. Once their own kids go to college, right, then they have to pay for college, and after that, then they have some free time and maybe the money for that to come back to the hobby, right? So that's this big hole in the middle, right? That's difficult to get. But today, yes, there are a lot of incentives for younger people to come into the hobby, right, with all satellites and electronics, the Raspberry Pis, and what else you want to put in, Arduinos, right, in programming, right, they are more familiar with all of that. So they should have more fun with it, right? The problem is that you need to get the right older people on that to help them out, right? And maybe that's where the gap is, right? The older people, they don't know a lot about programming computers or messing around with this more modern technologies. So that's my point of view from down south. So back to your net control. This was a long one.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, my friend and I, that we kind of touched on a couple of areas like that. One of them is the Boy Scouts, like you mentioned there. We probably really ought to get together with the Scout leaders and come up with some kind of way that we can help to introduce the young boys to the, and girls, to the subject. And the other avenue, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math has been a big issue in education for several years now. And we probably also should talk to the people in the schools, the teachers and so forth, the administrators, about how we might be able to set up some kind of extracurricular activity involving radio, not necessarily ham radio, but actually electronics and science and so forth. So anyway, we'll have to work on that. Let's see, next on my list here is KQ4MII.
Thank you, Wayne, and the group. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike, India, India. My name is Mark. I am located in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SCS login is M. Cornick. So I am 52 years old, and I am probably on the low end of that curve as regards the membership of my club. Definitely a lot of older guys. Pretty much the same as what others have described, but there are some younger people involved. I can probably count them on one or two hands, but I have seen some high school age people come out to the meetings, and the club attempted a POTA activation today. Didn't go especially well because the bands weren't cooperating, but one of the high schoolers came out with his HF rig and set up with us, and I'm not sure what we do to get more people involved myself. I kind of struggled with, a lot of, why aren't there more people involved in things that I was doing when I was that age, and I never figured it out then, so I probably won't get it now. I certainly think that there are people who are trying to solve that problem. One thing that comes to mind is I recently had read the interview with the youth director of the ARL region that I'm in. She is a student at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, and she mentioned that she got interested in ham radio during the pandemic. And now that we have that opportunity is kind of closed, but I think that that might have been something that people were stuck at home and needed something to do, and and maybe how we got some people of various ages involved. Anyway, I've definitely noticed what you're talking about, and I guess I don't get bothered by it too much. I figure, the right people will get it, and we'll figure it out. But for now, I mentioned we tried a POTA activation today at Wolf Trap, which is the National Park for the Performing Arts, located a couple miles east of me. It's a really beautiful place. They have, it's an old farm that belonged to a member of the Filene family that ran the department stores. when she donated it to the federal government to set up this park as a very nice, very professional amphitheater. Yeah, drop for a nickel here. So it's a very nice professional amphitheater there. It has touring shows every summer. There's some smaller venues. And then there is like a big grounds around it. And we set up out on the grounds there, and maybe we just picked a place that was a little too hilly for the antennas we had on hand. But we're going to try again next month somewhere else. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. I will send it back to Ned, KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Let me acknowledge that I see that VK2DY has joined us, so I'm adding you to my list here, Robert. And the topic this week is, I guess loosely speaking, the age distribution of the ham population and what we can do to get the younger folks involved. Next on my list is VE6UX.
AB9FJ, Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-Ray Michael in Calgary, Alberta. My SDF username is Tabalaya. And the question of the hour is kind of interesting in one sense, but not unanswerable in another. Not going to get kids interested in coffee and donuts, and every amateur radio club I've ever been to has been a bunch of old guys like myself sitting around drinking coffee, eating donuts, and talking about what we used to do when we were the age of the people we want to get into these clubs. Not going to do it. Not going to get the kids interested in coming out and meeting with us there. If you want to get people interested in amateur radio, then you got to get off your duff, get out of the coffee and donut club, and go meet where the kids are. I've been involved with youth all my life, as a scout leader, as a cadet leader and instructor, in various church organizations, and at this particular gambit in time for me, with makerspaces. I'm involved with five different makerspaces in Calgary, and two of them have amateur radio clubs that I'm involved in, and the average age in those clubs is 22. So it's not undoable. We have more amateur radio operators coming into our clubs that we have than the three clubs that are in Calgary already. So if you want to get youth involved, you got to go there, you got to ask them what they want, and then you got to try and frame your answer around what they're looking for. VE6, you expect in it.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Yes, that's very apropos, I think. Now, it looks like Robert, VK2D, oh, he's back. Okay. Well, Robert, if you're ready, it's your turn. Okay, we had a brief transmission there. Perhaps you're still getting ready there. So one more time, VK2DY, you're up.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's coming up on 20 degrees Celsius. Last warm day for a week or two, I think. It's supposed to be overcast and rainy for the next 2 weeks, the next 10 days at least. Other than that, I also took a turn at our club. Hadark runs an international Marconi Day event, and I had a chance to run that for a little good hour or so. I was part of a crew that did the International Marconi Day. I just thought I'd mention that. Anyway, let me reset and really answer the question since I'm off topic here. Yeah, you know, I think Michael has the idea there. I think you really do have to reach people where they're at. And I unfortunately am not a part of anything that has a lot of young people in it. So the only people I have real contact with are older people as well. So that is the problem, is that your circle of friends is old, you're old, and you don't have any contact into the young world. But at any rate, it is.
Puppy?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
No, just a second. Let me reset. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, getting young people in is, yeah, you have to reach them where they're at. I'm not sure, you know, in some ways, I think you sort of plant seeds when they're young, and then they go through and they have their life, and then when they get older again and they're looking for some hobby to do when they get older, they come back to amateur radio. I mean, that's the other thought there, that it really isn't a young person's hobby to begin with, but... anyway, it is what it is. VK2DY. I'm distracted here. Sorry.
Yeah.
VK2DY.
Yes.
Ha. Okay. Distractions and all. Thanks for checking in with us, Robert. Let's see. I do not see any new call signs appearing on the dashboard here. So at this point, we can take additional comments. If you want to recheck, please call now.
PY2BI recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIO. So, yeah, I just want to comment on a recheck on what Michael already touched on, which is Baker Spaces, right? So we are thinking seriously into that, Daniel, right, to try to put either one up in our club, right, which means that you have to invest some money there, right? So maybe that's an option. Yeah, an option, but you also need somebody who can run the space, right? So it's twofold there. So you need to have people and you need to have the money to set one up. The other one is what Michael mentioned, right? Go to the maker spaces where they are. We don't have too many down here, so that's an issue. But there are a lot over there, I guess, in the north. So go there. There are the young people, right? Those are the people that are exactly the profile we're looking for, right? So they think with a lot of technology, right? And they certainly have interest in RF, right? So that's today, I believe, the strongest point where you can get people on. So that's all I wanted to mention. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Would anyone else like to reach out?
Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-ray.
Yeah, my PCC kind of got stuck here. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I figured I should comment on the Echo Lima conference being in there. Echo Lima is our VOIP. I guess we're creating a network, and Echo Lima is based on nets rather than on conferences. One of the things that we're really good at doing these days, especially with the internet, cell phones, and everything else, is making so many places for people to go that there isn't any people in any of the places. I recall this back in the IRC days, Internet Relay Chat, when we first got out of UUCP and Unix, and the net was blooming. As long as there was only a few channels, there were lots of people in the channels. As long as people couldn't hang out on the channels because they had metered time, lots of people would converse while you're on the channels. Now there's 100 million IRC channels and only 500,000 users, so nobody can meet anybody. Same thing's happening here online. We have so many conferences on EchoLink that most of them are empty, or they're all combined together in order to get groups involved in things. The downside of the way that we are doing our meetings, conferences, and everything else is that there's just so many places to go. There's just not enough people to spread out and around there. Maybe COVID helped a little bit getting people into talking again remotely, but they're already used to that. They're already on the telephones banging out their texts since you had to push it three times to get a number. Let me break. Here we have a lot of makerspaces because our schools have makerspaces. So in Calgary, University of Calgary has 3 makerspaces. I don't know how many are involved in the other schools that are here as well. We have one, I guess you call it a volunteer makerspace, where the fee to join it is low and free for students. And we have another for-profit makerspace where the fee is fairly high, but we allow students in as well. The average age of my amateur radio classes right now is about 23. So the people are out there if you go out there and find them. V6UX back to net.
Okay, thanks, Michael. That's promising progress that you're making there. And I think some lessons for the rest of us. Thank you. Would anyone else like to reach in? Okay, well, I think I've picked up a few ideas here that I'm going to think about pursuing here with our local club here. But thank you for all of you for participating and contributing your ideas. So it's about time. Let's see, let me check. No new call signs on the dashboard there. So it's about that time when we have the final call for new check-ins or rechecks before we wrap up and close the net. So, let's make that now. Final call. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0030 Zulu. If you would like to, well, I keep saying every week that there's an SMR talk group, 31650, but I don't do SMR, I'm a GMR, so I don't know if that's really a thing. You can always get on SDF and go into COM and look for us in the Anon Radio Room. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.